It's a lot of times that we'll go through things, whether it be sickness, disease, looking for jobs and certain things, and we think that if we crack our Bible open, that automatically you're going to be blessed. Automatically what you're praying for is going to come to pass just because you're deciding to read all of a sudden. That's not true. You know, if I'm mad or if I'm going through some things, I'm going to be honest with you. One of the hardest things for me to do if I'm going through something or if I'm mad is to read the Bible. Now, I can pray and I can talk to God and I can, like, listen for his voice. But as far as opening up the Bible when I'm going through something or I'm feeling some type of way, it's hard for me to do. Maybe not be for you, but for me it is. Personally, I can't concentrate. And I think a lot of us have that issue. I mean, if you be honest with yourself, I mean, you know, when you're going through things, your mind is in a whole lot of different other places, and it's hard to really hear from God. And you wonder why you're going through things. And a lot of times when you're feeling some type of way and you want to read your Bible, you think that that's to get out of jail free card, I guess. But really, the way that you get those blessings, the way that you feel different, or the way that you exercise your faith, is to apply what the Bible says. See, there's always a time for reading your Bible, but there's also always a time for applying your Bible. And that's how you have to be. You can't be that person that every time you're going through something, that's when you want to pick your Bible up and read it. Because really, when you're going through, that's the hardest time to read it. Now, when you already know the answers to certain things and you're going through stuff, that's when you're supposed to apply what you've already read. And I think a lot of times we get that flipped upside down sometimes. We think that when we're going through things, that's the time to read. Not saying that that's not the time to read, but honestly, when you're going through something and you're feeling some type of way, it's hard to read. It's easier to pray, and it's easier to apply what you've already read. So I want you to, when you're going through some things, I want you to switch it up a little bit. Instead of when you're going through some things and trying to read, when you're going through some things and you're feeling some type of way and you're feeling down and things of that nature, I want you to apply what you already know. Just apply it. It's simple. Most of us know the answer, but we just don't want to apply it. So a lot of times we'll open up our Bibles and we'll read to actually, like, try to get away from reality, so to speak. But when you finish reading, you really don't even get nothing out of it because your mind is not focused on it. But when you're done, that problem is still there. So the way that you address some of these issues is apply what you already know. Sometimes you got to apply what you read a month ago, a week ago, a day ago. You know, it's not all about just read, 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 read. You got to read, 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 and apply, 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 apply. Apply what you know. Above the norm.